On your smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.
The Home Secretary's laid out plans to overhaul the asylum system, warning some economic migrants are seeking to use and abuse it. Shabana Mahmood's told MPs refugee status will be made temporary and the families of failed asylum seekers deported more regularly. One Labour MP's called the proposals shameful, but they have the cautious support of Conservative leader Kemi Badenoch.
I am pleased that she is bringing forward measures to crack down on illegal immigration. It's not enough, but it is a start, and it's also a change. It's a change from her previous position in opposition of a general amnesty for illegal migrants.
The BBC's chairman has told staff there's no basis for a defamation case over the Panorama edit of one of Donald Trump's speeches. Samir Shah says the corporation will fight the president's planned billion-dollar lawsuit. The Environment Agency says it's launched a major investigation into what it calls a sickening case of large-scale illegal waste dumping. Fly-tipping gangs are thought to be behind the mountain of rubbish in Oxfordshire. Cold weather alerts have been stepped up. An amber warning's been issued by the UK Health Security Agency for Northern England for most of this week. Anthony Joshua's boxing comeback has been confirmed. He's taking on YouTuber-turned-fighter Jake Paul in Miami next month, his first bout since September last year. Paul has only fought at heavyweight once before when he beat Mike Tyson on points. Former boxer David Hay says it's a complete mismatch.
It's the equivalent of a 100-metre race, and Anthony Joshua's runs around 10 seconds and Jake Paul's done 12 and a half seconds. I can't see any version of reality where Jake Paul somehow finds a way to win one round, let alone win the fight.
And Northern Ireland go into their final World Cup qualifying game tonight, knowing they've already secured a playoff place. Michael O'Neill's side hosts Luxembourg at Windsor Park. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. A jury's heard two teenage boys carried out an unprovoked attack on the father of one, then left him to die. The news from Llantwit Major admitted the manslaughter of Cameron Arman in Barry, but denied murder. Cardiff Crown Court heard the defendants were fueled by drink and rage when they stabbed the father of one as he left his mother's home in July. The trial continues. A teenager charged with the murder of a 17-year-old girl has been remanded in custody by magistrates. Lani Williams was pronounced dead following an alleged double assault at a house in Kevin Forest. Cameron Chen, who's 18 and from Newbridge, will appear before a judge at Cardiff Crown Court tomorrow. Cardiff could become the first part of Wales to bring in the controversial tourism tax. The City Council is planning a public consultation on whether to charge visitors up to £1.30 a night when staying. The money raised would be spent on supporting attractions in the Welsh capital, but the levy would not be introduced until April 2027 at the earliest. And a rugby club is aiming to tackle the problem of dog fouling. Barry RFC has to check and clear its pitches at the Reservoir Field every weekend before over 400 players take training sessions. Now officials have pledged to work with local dog walkers in an effort to reduce a potential health hazard. Staying with sports, Harry Wilson will captain Wales for the first time in tomorrow's crucial World Cup qualifier with North Macedonia. A win will give Craig Bellamy's side runners-up spot in their group and a home semi-final in the playoffs. The Fulham winger gets the armband in the absence of both Aaron Ramsey and Ben Davis.
It's a big honour for me. I feel like I'm one of the senior players now. So yeah, it's something that I've dreamt about for a long time, so to finally be given the chance to lead us out tomorrow night for our country. Like I said, massive honour and something I'm really looking forward to.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And what have we got to bring you on today's show? So we're going to be bringing you action from around the Vale with the football. We're also going to be having a look back and a look forward in the Autumn Internationals at what took place on Saturday and what we've got to look forward to for the rest of the series. We're also going to be having a look at how Wales got on in their European qualifying stages for the World Cup next year and see what that means for the last game of this qualifying group. But if there's a sport that I should be talking about around the Vale, then what you need to do is get in touch with me at sport@broradio.fm. So that's sport@broradio.fm. And I could be talking all about the sport that you think is so fantastic. The people of the Vale should hear all about that. But up on Bro First, we're going to be bringing you the football action from the Adrian Premier and what's been going on in the Cymru Premier up at Bro Radio.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kinda busy.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And Barrytown United earned their first Adrian Premier win under new manager James Fishlock, beating Aberystwyth Town 2-1. and Barry named just one change from last weekend's Adam Trophy win over Cascade, with Emily Ingram replacing injured Anne Howard Beeman. With both sides looking to avoid their third straight defeat, Libby Isaac fired Abbott ahead on 37 minutes, but the hosts fought back in the closing stages with the in-form Kira Harris equalising on the 75th minute before Jasmine Turner stuck with just 5 minutes of time left. Barry remained seventh at the table with just goal difference separating them from Aberystwyth in sixth. And elsewhere in the Adran Premier, leaders Cardiff City staged their own comeback, beating Swansea City 3-1 in the South Wales Derby, while Wrexham remain in second on goal difference following a demolition of Pontypridd United 6-1, who are still looking for their first point of the season after 9 games. And then the new Saints edged out Britton Ferry 3-2, with all 5 goals being scored in the first half. And the hosts at Park Hall come in from behind twice before Leah Lewis scored the winner on 38 minutes. But away from the league, Barry have been drawn away to Britton Ferry in the quarterfinals of the Adram Trophy, which will be played on Sunday the 14th of December. But next Sunday, Barry begin their bid for the Women's Welsh Cup when they visit near neighbours Pennebont in the first round. And in the Cymru Premier, Barrytown United's trip to Connors Quay was postponed on Saturday. The club made the announcement on Friday evening, and it was travel concerns in the wake of Storm Claudia, which had seen flooding in several parts of the Vale of Glamorgan. So that game will be rescheduled for a later date. Friday's night's fixture between Cardiff Met and Britton Ferry was also called off, with the Met office issuing an amber warning in place over the Welsh capital. But Barry resumed their league campaign with a Friday night home game against Haverford West County on the 28th of November. But next Friday, attention turns to the third round of the Welsh Cup. Barry visit Llanelli Town in an all-Cymru Premier tie at Stebbenheath Park. And up next on Bro Radio, we'll be looking at the Cymru South and selected fixtures from around the Vale here at Bro Radio.
This is Bro Radio.
Mae croeso i bawb yn y ganolfan bwyd a mwy Llanylltid Fawr. Byddem wrth ein bodd pe baich yn ymuno â ni ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis. Cewch gwrdd â grwpiau cymunedol a sefydliadau lleol wrth iddynt ymgynnull yng nghanolfan CF61. Mae cyngor a chefnogaeth am ddim. Gallwch gwrdd â phreswylwyr eraill dros baned braf o de. Ac mae cyfle i gael awyr iach yng ngerddi hyfryd CF61. Ewch i'r ganolfan bwyd a mwy yn Llanylltid Fawr rhwng hanner ar wedi 12 a hanner ar wedi 2 ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis yng nghanolfan CF61 ar heol yr orsaf.
Would you like to support the Vale's local radio station? You can help us to continue to provide training opportunities for adults and courses for young people through our new One Lottery. Whether it's a one-off ticket or a monthly subscription, you'll help us whilst being entered into regular prize draws to win cash or gift cards. Register to play via broradio.fm/lottery. Players must be over 18 and located in Great Britain. One Lottery is administered by Gatherwell, an external lottery manager licensed and regulated by the Gambling Commission under account number 36893.
Would you like your family or group to be on stage switching on the Barry Christmas lights? Bro Radio has partnered with Barry Town Council to kick off the festive season on Saturday the 22nd of November with live music, grotto, fun fair rides, street entertainment, a market and so much more. And you could be on stage alongside Santa and his elves, pressing the button to switch on the Barry Christmas lights. Find out more and enter for free at broradio.fm/switch on.
No matter the weather, get a 5-day forecast for the Vale of Glamorgan at broradio.fm/weather with Specsavers, Halton Road, Barry.
Swimming in your world, it's all
Is your Monday night sports show on Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And in the Cymru South, Llantwit Rangers fixture at Cumbrian Celtic on Friday was called off due to a waterlogged pitch, and that was with heavy rain forecast throughout the day amid Storm Claudia. The pitch at Celtic Park failed the morning pitch inspection and the game will be arranged for a later date. Llantwit are currently 10th in the league after 5 games unbeaten run, while Celtic remain bottom of the table and are yet to pick up their first win of the season. Next for Carl Lewis's side, they do face a prolonged break in action with their next game at Avonlea on Saturday the 29th of November. And Carl Ely's game was also postponed in the Cymru South and they're next at home to Trevelyan. But Ely Rangers managed to get their game going on Saturday when they took on Comeback Royal Stars. They drew that match 0-0, winning the match 5-4 on penalties. And next up for Ely Rangers is a game a week Saturday, and that's at home to Bridgend Street. Also around the Vale, Dinas Powys' game, that was postponed, but they're next at home to Penrhyn-Cybar. And also on Saturday, Cardiff Airport were at home to Tafts Wells, and that game managed to go ahead and Cardiff Airport won that 3-2. So the Cardiff Airport went 2 down early in the first half, but Curtis Scott Odubusco started the fight back in the first half before scoring his second early in the second, before Theo Richard completed the turnaround. And Cardiff Airport are 5th in the league, and next they're away to Morriston Town. So it looks like Storm Claudia's took quite a few fixtures out around the Vale, and it's not just the playing conditions, it's obviously fan safety, making sure people can get to and from the matches, so them games will be rearranged. But up next on Bro Radio, we're going to be having a look at what's been going on in the Autumn Internationals here at Bro Radio. This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And looking at Saturday's game, Wales took on Japan. And it was a nail-biting finish in that game, with Wales coming out on top 24 points to 23. And there was a lot riding on that game. So if Wales had lost that game, they would have been in the third pot for the seedings for next World Cup, which meant they would have had to have taken on, they would have been in a group with a team that is first to six in the world ranking, and there would have been a team 6 to 12 in the world ranking, and then Wales would have been drawn. But because of their win against Japan, that means that they will be 12th in the world ranking, sort of no matter what really happens with other games around them now, which means they'll be in the second pot. So they'll have one team ranked first to six, and then they will have, and then they'll be drawn out the pot then as well. So it was really important to get that win. It wasn't pretty, and anyone who's watched it, it wasn't convincing, but it was a win on the board, and that's the first time that there's been a win at home in a long time. And it started off really quite well. I mean, Edwards went over after, in the first few minutes. The stadium erupted, and I thought, oh, here we go. This is what we need to do. But then they just seemed to go inside. They didn't seem to sort of play the same way, and they kind of just invited Japan onto them then as well. It was punctuated, and I don't think either team could sort of build up any real momentum. There was lots of yellow cards, and there was one of these 20 minute red cards, which I'm not a big fan of. It did sort of help favour Wales there, which meant that we could bring an extra, we could bring a player back on after the 20 minutes. The jury's still out on a 20 minute red card. I've had this discussion many times, and you know, a red card is a red card, and we all know what that means. And if it's a red card offence, then should your team be awarded by allowing them to substitute, to bring another player on after 20 minutes? And there'll be people also who quite rightly will say, well, you lose the spectacle of the game if a player goes off early. But my this is just my opinion on that. The players know the laws of the game, and they know what they can and can't do on there, and it's sort of been been like that since the time gone. But this time I'm still, even though it's sort of favoured Wales, I'm still the jury's still out on the 20 minute red card, and the jury's still a bit out on the performance. We did sneak it. Really brave for Jared to come on. He hadn't been on long, and to say he's gonna take the kick to win the game, because if he had missed that, we'd have lost the game and we would have been out to the top 12. So that was confidence, and I was saying to people around me, I said he wouldn't be thinking I'm going to take the kick if he wasn't confident of it. And you know, years gone past, that's what teams did, didn't they? They sort of got there, they took the penalty, they kept the scoreboard ticking over. Japan were looking really good. Japan were, I know we outscored them 3-2, but they looked devastating on the break as well, in there, and I think they were certainly unlucky with one of the yellow cards they had, whereas they weren't certainly not unlucky with the last one in the game, where it was kind of quite clear that was going to be carded, even though there were people around me saying, oh, it shouldn't be his, the contact was fine and all that, and I was like, no, not if you're going to do a 20 minute red card for Josh Adams, then that's going to be a yellow at least all day under the current laws. But that's looking back. So looking forward, so it doesn't really get any easier for Wales. I mean, next week they've got New Zealand, and that's a 3:10 kickoff. New Zealand are coming off the back of a loss, so yeah, they lost to England, and it was quite a convincing loss as well. They were 12-0 up, and they kind of let that slip as well. So I think they're going to be out to prove a point. I just hope that this is going to be sort of the third game for Wales. So let's hope that they've kind of gelled together. And it's one of these, and all the professional sports people say it, sort of winning becomes a habit, and now we've sort of got our first win for at home in a long time. Maybe we can continue that. But on the other side, if there's a lot of youngsters in there, it's kind of just go out. It's kind of a free hit and see what we get against New Zealand. I'm still looking forward to that match. I'm still really interested to see how it plays, and I'm also interested to see what Steve Tandy does with the squad and the players that he brings in, because their last match then against South Africa is out of the international window, so any of the players who are not playing in Wales won't be eligible for that game. So whether he brings in the players that he thinks is likely to play South Africa to sort of get them bedded in and playing a bit of international rugby, or does he just go out with the best side to try what would be, I would say, a historic scalp if they were to do something against New Zealand. But it's not, as I said, it's not all doom and gloom. And as I did say to somebody, I mean, the history books will just see a W there for Wales. And I think that's, you know, what we just need to remember, that I think this game against Japan that we've just had, the win was more important than how we got to the win. And also with the Scotland game as well, I mean, Scotland kind of, they really did have a chance against Argentina as well, and they were leading by quite a few points. They were 14-0 up at half-time, and they lost that game 33-24. So, yes, we did lose by a big margin to Argentina. But it shows the strength and depth that Argentina have got, because Scotland have been quite impressive the last couple of seasons, and they've been just one or two sort of key passes away from causing some real upsets. So this is currently, as the autumn international stand, played 2, won 1, lost 1. I think that's probably where most people would think we would be. And then let's just see how we get on in the next two games. I'm still excited about, I'm still interested to see how we get on and watch it. And it's also interesting to start seeing how Steve Tandy wants the Welsh team to play. But up next on Bro Radio, we're going to be looking at the Cardiff Devils and how they've been getting on in the Elite Hockey League.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. Why have a white Christmas when you can enjoy a silver Christmas at Fonmon Castle? Our silver Christmas experience is back, and it's bigger, brighter, and more magical than ever before. We've twinkling festive gardens, an enchanting Christmas story trail, live shows on the castle balcony and in the ice dome, plus Jurassic Wales, where dinosaurs meet Christmas. Tickets are on sale now, so check dates and prepare for the best Christmas ever at fonmoncastle.com.
What? In the Box.
With Daniel Matthew Estate Agents.
We kicked off another week of What's in the Box with someone not answering the phone within those all-important 5 rates. Will you answer the phone if I give you a call tomorrow? Register play at broradio.fm/box, where you can find all the T's and C's and the incorrect answers so far.
Bro Radio's What's in the Box with Daniel Matthew Estate Agents. Whether you're a buyer, vendor, landlord or tenant, they're here to help. Visit them at 14 High Street, Barry, or visit danielmatthew.co.uk.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/traffic.
travel with DG Window Services. A family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online.
Pro Radio. Just a pretty girl.
Here's your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And how have the Cardiff Devils been getting on in the Elite Hockey League? So they had three matches this weekend. So there was a match on Friday night, Saturday and Sunday. On Friday night, the Devils lost 3-2 at Glasgow Clan. And then on Saturday, they suffered their second successive defeat in their three-game weekend in Scotland, as they were hosted by Dundee Stars. So the visitors went 3-0 lead thanks to Cole Sanford, Christoph Kontos and Josh McDonald. And after Jonathan McBean hit back, Cohen Ofchesky added Devils fourth. But Spencer Nathes, Matt Berry, Hampus Olsson and Berry again found the target with the Devils unable to respond. So that meant the Dundee Stars beat the Cardiff Devils 5-4. And then on Sunday, it was the final match in Scotland of this triple header. And they ended the game, the final one, with a convincing victory over Fife Flyers. And that was 8-2. So there was goals from Cohen Ofchesky, Joey Martin. They got them off to a perfect start with Gilly Ogini extending the Devils' lead to 3-0 early in the second period. The Flyers rallied with Fenoro and Garrett Hunt finding the net to make it 3-2. But the hopes of a comeback were dashed in the final period when the Devils ran riot with goals from Christoph Kontos, Ryan Barrow, Cole Stanford, Brett Ferguson and a second for Olszewski. And the Devils, they do return to elite league action on Saturday when they travel to Manchester Storm before hosting the Flyers the following day. So they always there's always lots of matches going on. So that was they were up in Scotland there for three games. And what's that done to the Elite Hockey League standings? So the Devils are currently in third. Play 12 with 17 points. So in first is the Sheffield Steelers. They've played 12 and on 19 points. And second is Nottingham Panthers. They've played 11 on 18 points. And then 3 points behind them in fourth place is Manchester Storm, but they've got a game in hand. And the Glasgow Clan have got two games in hand on the Devils. So that's what it's looking like. So, you know, it wasn't a brilliant long weekend in Scotland for the Devils, but they did finish it with a victory and they're still in second, which still puts them well in contention. And they've got two games again next week. And as we know with the ice hockey sort of games, they can turn around, the league can just turn around so quickly when there's so many matches being played and there's so many teams playing. And there's some teams like the Dundee Stars have only played 7 games, so they've played almost half the amount of matches that the other teams around them have. So the league is still forming and we'll sort of get a better understanding a little later in the season of to where the teams are. But I think the Devils certainly do look good value for their third place in the league right now. Up next now at Bro Radio, we're going to be having a look forward to the Wales' final World Cup qualifier, and we're just going to have a quick look back at the weekend to see what the weekend results mean for Wales when it comes to the world qualification for the next year's World Cup here at Bro Radio.
Shines a cup, but your work shoes are glistening. She's a PhD, and I told you so. You've a knighthood, and I'm not listening. She'll grab your Sandra Bullocks and slowly raise your knee. Don't marry her, have me. And the Sunday sun shines down on San Francisco Bay, and you realize you can't make it anyway. You have to wash the car. Breakfast brought in bed. Those blackbirds look like knitting needles trying to beg your head.
sun shines down on San Francisco Bay, and you realize you can't make it anyway. You have to wash the car, take the kiddies to the park. Don't marry her, have me.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. What's been going on with Wales World Cup qualifiers? Well, it started to get really dramatic now. We'll go back to on Saturday. So whilst Wales were playing international rugby, there was an international football match taking place as well. And Wales were away to Liechtenstein. So Liechtenstein are ranked 206th in the world. We say 206 in the world, and you think it's going to be like quite a nice, easy game, and Wales will score a hat full of points. But as we know in football, it's never as easy as it looks on paper on there, particularly when you're a Wales supporter. But Wales did what they needed to, and they came away with the win there. So they came away with the W, and that was scored by James, and it meant that Wales won that match 1-0, and it gave them 3 points more towards the World Cup qualifying. However, in Kazakhstan, Belgium were held 1-1, and this was really dramatic. Kazakhstan did take the lead early on, and then Belgium scored later on in the game, and the hosts were a player down for the best part of 10 minutes as well. But what did that do for the World Cup qualifying group for Wales? Okay, so, and I know last week I tried giving some permutations, and there was lots of permutations because it really depended on the results for this weekend. But everything's been made a little bit clearer. And the reason it's been made clearer is Kazakhstan have now played their last game, so they're finishing in fourth no matter what, after playing 8 games, winning 2, drawing 2 and losing 4, and they're on 8 points. Liechtenstein are still need to get a single point. They've played 7, they've lost all 7, and they've not scored any goals. They've had 24 goals go against them, and they're sitting at the bottom of the table on 0 points. Now, this is where it gets really exciting. So Belgium are currently in first place in Group J, and they've got 15 points. North Macedonia are second in the table, and they've got 13 points. Wales are third in the table, and they've also got 13 points, but they've got a slightly inferior goal difference. Now, before this World Cup qualifying came about, I said Belgium would top the group, Wales would come second, North Macedonia would probably come third, because I know sort of the recent history, they've been playing quite well, and then it'd be sort of Kazakhstan and Liechtenstein at the sort of at the bottom of the table. Now, this prediction could come true on there, but it's certainly going to be a hard way around doing it. And would we take that before the campaign started? Absolutely. However, there are a few things that could still happen. So on Tuesday, Wales take on North Macedonia, and they take them on in Cardiff, so it's at home, where a win would give Wales 16 points. A draw would give us 14 points, and really wouldn't be sort of what we'd be looking for. I think Wales want the win there, and I think at home with the crowd behind us, I think that's what we really need to be looking for. For North Macedonia to remain in second, they need a win or a draw, so they've got the two options on the table. But what is really interesting is if Belgium do lose and Wales win, then Wales will go to 16 points and will top the group, and Belgium would remain on 15 points and they would come second in the group. The likeliness of that happening is very minimal, but I didn't expect Kazakhstan to hold Belgium to a 1-1 draw either on there. It does mean that the team at the bottom of the table, Liechtenstein, who haven't won a single match, hasn't scored a single goal, would need to do some miracles there to beat Belgium for that to happen. But I think the most realistic outcome that's going to be now is Belgium win their game against Liechtenstein, so go on to 18 points. Wales beat North Macedonia, so go on to 16 points and come second in the group. And then North Macedonia are on 13 points in third. And that's really important because for the World Cup qualifying playoffs, that would then give Wales a home tie. So it gives a bit more advantage to get to the World Cup in America. Granted, there would be absolute scenes if Liechtenstein won and Wales won, but I can't quite see that happening. So I think for and as a Wales fan, and as and you know, if you're in the dressing room for Wales, you just need to concentrate on your own game, because you just need a win and let everything else happen around you. And if they do get the win, second in the group is what would happen first as a real outside chance. But let's get behind them. It's going to be a really exciting and really dramatic game, and that's on tomorrow. So Bro Radio will keep sort of have the results there for you as well. But anything like me, I think I'm going to be sat in front of the television watching it, but I'm also going to be looking across different sports sites just to check what's happening in the Belgium game as well. But it keeps it really exciting, and it's going down to a knife edge there, which I think that's all we can ask for, is something still to fight for at Bro Radio.
All the way home, the passion of the earth blasted his mind. Now it needs sweet, ready for the moon bass grind. We love to boogie, we love to boogie on a Saturday night. I said we love to boogie, we love to boogie. High school boogie, jitterbug boogie. We love to boogie on a Saturday night. With a tail feathers high, jitterbug left and smiled to the sky. With your black velvet cape and your stovepipe hat, bebop baby, the dance is where it at. I love to boogie, yes, I love to boogie on a Saturday night. I said I love to boogie, I love to boogie, jitterbug boogie. I love to boogie, I love to boogie on a Saturday night.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And as we close in on the end of another show, just remember, if there's a sport that you think I should be talking about around the Vale, then what you need to do is get in touch with me using the email. That's sport@proradio.fm. So that's sport@proradio.fm. Or you can find Pro Radio on the social medias. And I could be talking all about the sport that you're so fascinated about also, or your fantastic volunteers or club. And better still, I could even ask you to come along to Bro Headquarters, and you could be telling the people about the Vale, about the sport that you find so fantastic. But up next on Pro Radio, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Are you making music? Bro Radio is on the search for local bands and artists to be added to our local music playlist. Email your tracks to music@broradio.fm.
Uh-oh. Looks like it's one of those days where life's little inconveniences don't feel so little. When a minor illness throws you off track, the first place you should go is your local pharmacy. They offer free, confidential advice and treatment for many common conditions. Ask about the Common Ailment Service or search Help Us Help You Wales to learn more. NHS Wales. It's all part of the service.
Planning to move house in the new year? Then set the wheels in motion today with Chris Davis Estate Agents. We've three offices across the Vale, and we'll give you an honest valuation designed to get you moving fast. Now's the time to get those photos taken too, so we can get your property listed on Rightmove, On The Market and Zoopla quicker than you can sing Auld Lang Syne. Let our family move your family. Search Chris Davis Estate Agents.
For when the washing basket's piling up and when your suit jacket has had enough, the laundry rooms. For eco-friendly, non-chemical cleaning and when you want your best dress gleaming, the laundry rooms. For wash, dry, iron and fold, we'll do whatever we're told. With collection and delivery available, you'll find us very capable. The Laundry Rooms Barry, for all your commercial and domestic cleaning needs. No job too big or small. To find out more, give us a call on 01446 740 730.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is Bro.